The pasuk is Moneya Bo. Whoever holds back Torah, Yikvulan, means the babies will curse you. Now, V'ein Loim El Ubrin. Uloim means only the babies in the stomach. Shinemar pasuk says Uloim Milam Yemots. One nation is greater than the other one, but it means when they're in the Machlokes Yaakov and Esav, when they're still in the mother's stomach. V'ein Kov Loshen of Kov El Kolam means Loshen of cursing. Shinemar Lo'okel Lo'kov El. That's what Bilam said. He can't curse what Hashem didn't curse. V'ein Bar, the Loshen of Bar here, V'ein Bor El Torah means Torah. Shinemar Nashku Var Penyanath, like go and kiss the Torah, hold on to the Torah, don't leave it alone. Penyanath, otherwise maybe Hashem will get angry at you. Ula bar yishmer leimer minak fin oisai kikavro. They're like, make holes out of you, like a thief. If you hold back the Torah, you don't teach it to a Talmud, they're like, make minak fin, they'll pierce through you, like a thief. Sivacha says over here, yikavu le'oim, uk sivasam v'yikav chur badal badaltoi. That they pierce the hole through his lid. V'yom Rabbi Abayi says, ki uchla de katsri. So Rashi says that means the kli shokoifsim. That's the kli, the pitcher like that the cleaners use. Shum menukav, it has a hole, it's a holy kli. O mezafum by mayim al begodim. With that they pour the water on top of the begodim. So the Gemara says, v'yim lamdu. What's going to be the person teaches somebody else Torah? You do teach your Talmud Torah. Maschar, what's your reward? Omer Rav, Omer Rav Sheshes, Zeicha lebrochis ki Yosef. He zeicha to have brochis like Yosef. Shinem the Pesach says, O brocha leroish mashbir. V'yein mashbir ele Yosef. Who was like the one that fed the supplier? That was Yosef. Shinem the Pesach says, V'yosef who ashalat aloritz, who amashbir lechol amoritz. He is the one that fed the whole land. Omer, and he had brochis. Omer Rav Sheshes, Kol Hamalami Torah Be'olam Hazeh. Whoever is Zeicha to teach Torah in this world, Zeicha Malam De Le'olam Habo, will also be Zeicha to teach Torah in the Le'olam Habo. Shinem HaPosik says, U'marver Gamhu Yaira. Some of that, like waters, will be Zeicha to water again. He also, like if you teach it, Tamitim Torah, you'll be Zeicha to teach them again in the Le'olam Habo. And again, Omer Rav Rabbi says, how do I know where's the proof again that there'll be Tchias Amesim from the Torah? Shneim and the Pasuk says, Yechi Ruvain Ve'al Yomis, that Ruvain will live and he will not die. That means Yechi Ruvain Ve'alom Hazeh, Ruvain will live in this world, Ve'al Yomis Ve'alom Abo, he will not die in Elom Abo. Ravina Ravina says, Me'achon is Pasuk, Ve'rabim Mi'yishenei Ad Masof, a lot of people that were sleeping in the ground, Yokitzu, they'll wake up. Elo lecha yelam. A lot of them will be zeicha to chelam abo. V'elo lecha rofes l'dirayin olam. And other ones will be zeicha rachmonis to have bed. So you see, here, though, there will be people that will wake up. Means there'll be tchias amesim. Rav Ashi yoma mihoch nisposik. The pasuk in Daniel it says, V'at toleich lekeitz. Like you now wake up. For tenuach v'samad legorolcho. Like wake up for your girl. So Asher's remez loisha, yom is like remez that you will die, but v'yamad liyachem ikan, you wake up at the end of yomim. Rashi says, I mean, shasa kosh baruch hu lahach zi yemeinu lefneinu, shirei heishiv orcho yeminei. This is the proof that there will be a chiyas amesim. Omer Reb Loza, kol parnes shemaneges hatzibor benachas, any leader that rules his people, Benachas, easy, calm, Zeicha manhigim elam abo. He'll be Zeicha to lead them also in elam abo. Shneim and the Pasuk says, Ki merachmam, yinagim, the one that has lead them with rachmonis, via mabua mayim yinalim, and by the streams of water, they will rule them. Whereas they'll be Zeicha still to rule in elam abo. V'yom Reb Loza, Gidoy lo deya, deya understanding. Pasha means deya to understand. Kodesh Baruch Hu, real deya, real das, is so great. Shenitnu ben shtoyosis. It was given in between the two names of Hashem. Shneim the pasuk says ki kel deyas Hashem. It says kel on Hashem after the word deyas, like das is great. It's surrounded by Hashem's name, and also v'yom Reb Loza gadol mikdash shenitnu ben shtoyosis. The mikdash is also great. It was also given between two names of Hashem. Shneim the pasuk says, "Po'al to Hashem, Mikdash Hashem, Kanu Yedecho." also the Mikdash is a great thing, that's the Makom HaShechina. Maskelo Ravada, Ravada has to question if so. Maskelo Ravacho Karchinoi, Elo Meyat, if so. Kidolo Nikomo Shenitno Ben Shteoisius. I should also say it's great Indian of Nekama, of revenge. It's also given between the two names of Hashem. They say the Pasuk says, Kel Nekama is Hashem. It says, Kel and then Hashem. Kel Nekama is Safir. It even says it twice. So, what's so great about Nekama? If you say now that Migdash and Day is so great because that's Hashem's name, like what's so great about Nekama? Sumar says, yes. Omalei Lemosayu. For its thing, it's great. Hachinami, Rasha Zgdoli, Ukudula, it is great. And Ukudula, like Ula says, the Yom Ula says, Shtei Haifis Lo, what's Shara says two times, like Kyanakamasafia, Lono, Achas Lamidis Toiva, Yachas Lamidis Pronis. Like, it's a great thing that for the Toiv and for the Ra, like Rashi says, the Chzir Kyanakamas Hashem, Kyanakamasafia. V'katrei nekamas, there are two types of nekamas. V'chadoi for betavayu. But you see the greatness of Kodesh Baruch Hu, whether Hashem pays back reward for tzaddikim, you see the great hand of Hashem, or the Hashem pays back punishment for the Rishoyim, also you see the greatness of Hashem. In other words, we see a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we see He's the one that rules, and if people do good, they get reward, and if people do bad, they get punished. So there's also tremendous, like in Yom Day and Mikdash, that you come to realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So through the revenge of Hashem, means the way Hashem acts with us, it proves that there is Hashem, there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu here. Therefore people get paid. Hashem does kill Nekomis Hashem, kill Nekomis Afiyah. Hashem does good to the Tzadikim and does rat to the Rishayim. That's a proof that there is Hashem. The Yom Reb Lozo, Kolodim Shiesh Boidei, whoever has Deya, Kilo Nivna Besimilish B'Yomov. It's considered as if the Beis Hamikdash is here. In other words, your das, understanding of Hashem, it's like the Mikdash is here also, the Makom HaShechina. Shezeh Nitin Ben Shtei Yosiyos, Shezeh Nitin Ben Shtei Yosiyos. Deya was given in between the two names of Hashem, and the same thing Mikdash also was given between the two names of Hashem. We had before. V'yom HaRab Lozo, Kolodim Shiesh Bo Deya, L'Soif Nisasha. Whoever has das, Yishnu at the end will become rich because of that. Yeshnema, the Pasuk says, Uvadas Chadorim Yimolu. Because of Das, like the Chadorim, the rooms will fill up. Kol Hain Yoko V'Noyim, all nice and good things. V'yom Rabbi Loza, Kolodim Shein Boidei, whoever doesn't have Dei, whoever doesn't have understanding in Hashem, also L'Rachim Alav, you can't have Rachmanis, you can't have pity upon him. Yeshnema, the Pasuk says, Kiloi Am Binois Hu, since they didn't have that, that's why Hashem did not have Rachmanis on them. V'yom Rabbi Loza, Kol HaNois Saint Peter, whoever gives his bread, L'mi Shein Bo Dei, the summer doesn't have any das, Yisurim Bo Nolov, Yishno, you'll get punished for that. You'll get pains. Shneim the Pasuk says, Lachmocho Yisim Mozor, Tachtecho, that your bread will be put there, and you receive pains because of that. Now ain't funa boy, because the person have no das. Now, v'yein mozer el yisurim. What does the word mozer mean? It means you'll get pain, you'll get yisurim. Shem the Pasuk says, v'yare Ephraim es choliof, he saw a sickness, v'yehuda es mizer, and Yehuda saw the pains. So because you putting down bread to some, it doesn't have any das, therefore you get pains back. V'yomer Reb Loza, Kolodim Shein Boideya, whoever doesn't have das, means understanding in Hashem, L'Seid Gerlo, he'll end up, he'll have to go to Golos, he'll have to go into exile. Shneim the Pasuk says, L'chein Golo Ani, Bibliideya Das. The Christ saw how to go into Golos, because they didn't have das, they didn't have good understanding in Hashem. V'yom Rabbi Lozo, Kol Bayis Shein Divrei Torah, Nishmoyim Bar Balayla, any house that does not have Torah there at night. Torah is not being learned in that house at night time. Eishach Lossoi, it's fit that fire should burn down that house. Shneim the Pasuk says, Kol Shoichach Tomin Litzfunov, Teyach Leyuesh, Leinufach Yira Sar Bioloi. So, Drashi says, Teyach Leyesh Leinufach, Zeishach Shoghenim, Shein Zorach Nufayach, Yora Shor Bioloi, Mishra Bienov, Shia Shor Bioloi. That means, and So we dash in ain't sore double tamachochem. That sore here means tamachochem. Kids, if you don't have tamatera they like, that's why it's fit for the house to be burnt. Shtem Pasik says, of a sreed the Masher Hashem kara. Yeah. V'yomer ablozo, kol shein the mahana tamid achomim nechosov, whoever does not give enjoyment from his nechosim to a talmud chochom, is ain't a roi simen brocha le'olam, he will not see a simen brocha. There's a tremendous chus to give hanoa to an olam hab, to a talmud chochom, for that you be zeicha to have brochas, and if not, you will not see brochas. Shem the Pasuk says, Ein sor l'yochloi, alkein l'yochil tuvoi. Like he did not be above anything for Talmud Chacham, therefore he did not receive brachas. And again, Ein sor el Talmud Chachamim. Shem the Pasuk says, V'sridim asher Hashem kaira. So since he did not give things to Talmud Chacham, that's why he did not have a bracha. Yom Rebbe Loza, Kol sheinu mishaya pas al shechonoi, whoever does not leave over some bread on his table, and the ray is simen brocha li'olam, he also will not see a simen brocha. Rashi says, Kol sheinu mishaya pitoi, tesorach l'shayin k'asiv, ochel ho'isa, you have to leave over. That's how many, usually when we bench, we have to make sure we leave over a piece of bread on the table. Shneim l'posik says, Ein tzor l'yochla, kem l'chil tuvai, midash n'sein posik. Since nothing was left over, therefore he did not receive a bracha. For Yomar Rebbe Loza, Kol Amishai Yipsisima. I'm going to ask a question now. I've Omar Rebbe Loza. Loza said that Kol Amishai Yipsisima al Shechonai. Whoever leaves over pieces of bread on his table, keep away with Avodah Zarah. You see, it's not a good thing. It's like you're worshiping Avodah Zarah. Shem the Pasuk says, Orchim la God Shulchan, they prepared a table for the Avodah Zarah. God, Piam Malim, Lamanei Mimosech. So Mashma, if you leave over pieces, it's like you're worshiping the Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, Shekeinoisim, Shemanichim Shulchan Orv, Vamaychal Mishta, Lashem Oisse Avodah Zarah. That's what these do. They used to leave over pieces of bread, at food on the table for the Avodah Zarah. So it's no good to leave over. Someone says, Lakash, there's no stira. I tell you, Hodi, Kushleima Badei, Hodele Kushleima Badei. When is it no good to leave over a whole piece of bread? That's no good. That's the way to leave it over for Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, Dikashleima Badei, Shemei Bishleima Liachar Sheochal. The Nasal Ashurchan, Imavsisin, Sheshai Demes, Lashem Avodah Zarah of it. That's no good. But Hodele Kushleima Badei, but if you don't leave over a whole piece, just pieces, that's good, and that looks like you want to leave it over for the Aniyim to still come and eat. And that's the meaning, usually, we leave over small pieces of bread on the table, the Shas we bench. Really, it's a little remnant that we would like to leave it over for the Aniyim to eat yet. V'yomer Rebbe Loza, kol ha-machlech b'dibur, ever changes around his words, kol ha-machlech b'diburai, kilo ever avoid the Zohar. It's almost like he's been worshipping avoid the Zohar. Rashi says, mishane b'diburai, that bishit shleye nikar. Shesivach, the Pasuk says, V'yisiv b'yenach is kimisateya, I'm like a tricked you. Uksivos, the Pasuk says, Havel heima, nice sasuyim. So sasuyim, trickering somebody, has to do with Avodah Zarah. And the Mashal explains, because an Iker Gadol is that emes is the truth, we know that's the chosomash l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the opposite, to say sheker, that's the opposite of the truth, the opposite of Hashem, that's like being over Avodah Zarah. Now the Yom Rebloza, Kola Mestaka Be'erva, whoever looks at an erva, whether it means his own prismila, whether it means as an Isha an erva, is kashta neneris. His own erva becomes weaker. And Rashi says, Shayna Merlot, he won't be able to give out zera, won't be able to have children. Shem the Pasuk says, Eriya Seor Kashtecha. They'll wake up, they'll weaken, you're able to take away your own koyach, you won't have zero. Yeah. The Yom Rebbe Loza, L'yoylam hevi kobil v'kayim. A person should always have the midas of anova, Kibbur Rashi says, hevi onov v'tichya. If you be humble, that will be you live because of that. That this midah will keep you alive. Omer Abzera Afana Nambetanina, we also learned like this. Bayis Ofol Ein Poischemoi Cholonois Lirois Nigoi Shmamina. In other words, if the house is dark, the Kohen cannot see, he's not allowed to open up the windows to see the Nega. So as the view at where Rashi explains, when it says kibul b'kayim means be an onov, means be like choshech, like act, like low yourself. So the more like a base off where you at, that will save you, that will give you chis. Like here also, if the room is dark, the kohen cannot pronounce you to make you a tamei. Omer Rabbi Tov Yomram Yashio, my disciple, what does the pasuk say? Shol v'yotze roch ha-meretz lo'sov ha-mayim. It says that the grave and the rochem and the womb have to do it together. So the question is, v'chima'in yin shol eitze rocham. What does the grave have to do with the womb of a lady? Eda Lola comes to teach us like this, the Loimeloch, ma rocham, just like the womb. Mach nesamoitzi, the man puts in his zera, and the baby comes out. Av shoyl mach nesamoitzi, the same way the grave, we put in mesim, and mitz Hashem will be at chis mesim, will bring out chayim. Fa'aloi yivsol dvorim kavachayim ha'ba kavachayim. Or ma rocham, just like matuch by the womb. Alright, turn over. Madach by the womb, shemachnis and by the chashoy, we put him there quietly. Moitzim and menu b'koylekoylus. What comes out b'koylekoylus. The zera goes in quietly. When the mother gives birth, they're screaming, they're starved, they're laid up. Shoyl by the grave, shemachnis and by b'koylus. We put a person in there. Everybody's crying. There's tears where somebody's being buried. Is ainu adin shemaitzim menu b'koylekoylus. For sure, when there'll be a Tchias HaMesim, for sure there'll be tremendous curlers, tremendous screaming going on. Again, Mikar from here, there's a proof, truly there's an answer, the Emun, the people that say in Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. Tona Devei Eliyo, Tzadikim Shos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lach Yoison, the Tzadikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu will create, Einim Chois Rin Liofron, they will not die, they will not go back to dirt. Shneim HaPosik says, V'hoyer HaNisha B'tziyon, they'll call you like Kodesh. Just like Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Olam is forever. Those people that will be zeichut to stand up at Chis Meisim, they'll stay up forever.